This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 24. Blessed Belief. Our reading comes from John chapter 20. Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands? Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Thomas literally couldn't believe the good news. From this story in John, we can take some comfort that we're not the only ones who doubt Jesus at times. Belief is a tricky thing. We like to pretend that we can control what we believe and what we don't. But that's not always true. Most of us have felt the pain of betrayal from a friend. Maybe you've responded to an apology saying, "I'd like to believe you, but I just can't." It can be the same way with the world around us. After being disappointed so many times, it can be difficult not to grow cynical and say, "I've heard our leaders promise this before, and I just can't believe it anymore." When we first hear about Jesus, we might have a similar reaction. How could this be true? How could a person rise from the dead? How could a person pay for all my sins? Thomas was fortunate. Jesus came to visit him and showed Thomas his hands and side. Jesus tells us how blessed we are when we aren't able to see him, and yet we still believe. If you're a believer, please pray for the blessing of belief for others. If you're not a believer, Jesus understands, just as he understood Thomas. Pray anyway, asking Jesus to remove your doubts. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, we all experience some doubt about you sometimes. Please build our trust in you, and for all who are still wondering if you're real, please help them believe you are. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.